I'll be speaking at a meeting tonight with Thomas Pringle at 8 o'clock in the Mount Erebel Hotel. And basically we're talking about the water charges battle, the lessons of the fact that we've managed to force the government into a climb down by forcing them to suspend water charges, and how we can, you know, finish off that victory by making sure water meters are stopped, making sure that water charges in Irish Water are completely abolished. And, you know, demanding, for example, that all criminal charges against protesters are dropped, and that the, you know, the agenda of water commodification is halted by people.
Now, as we know, the government has decided to suspend the charges for 9 months. When that time comes, what can be done realistically by your organisation to prevent this from happening?
Well, I think really we need to make sure now that the process of water metering stops, that if the Dáil doesn't stop water metering, then activists would have to stop water metering, because the only purpose of that is the agenda of privatisation, in my opinion. And then it's a question of preparing for the Commission to report and demanding at that stage that Fianna Fáil, as they should be now, stick to their election promises to scrap water charges and abolish Irish Water and build massive political pressure. I mean, we've seen how people power movements from below can bring about change, and with what we've forced on water charges, we need to make sure that comes to pass now. And then I think we also have a duty to kind of learn the lesson from that and do what we did on water charges on other key issues that affect people, like workers' wages, like the housing crisis, you know, like all the issues that, that affect people.
Now, the final instalment of water bills are to be sent out in the coming days. The last instalment saw a significant decline of people not paying their bills. Are you confident that this next instalment will show something similar?
Yeah, I'm very confident that larger and larger numbers of people are refusing to pay. At this stage, a very significant majority of those who are meant to pay, legally speaking, have refused to pay at least some of their bill. We estimate to be over a million households at this stage, out of just over 1.5 million. And I would encourage everybody who gets this next bill not to pay. If you pay, you're taking the risk that you won't get the money back when these charges are abolished, as they should be. If you don't pay, you're taking no risk whatsoever. I'd also say to people that if people contact their bank and if they have a direct debit with Irish Water and money has gone out over the past 8 weeks, they can contact their bank and get their money back, and they may as well do so.